These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, podcast listeners? Welcome. It is a little emergency Wednesday morning show with your boy sounding a little better. If I go high, it sounds great. I'm about to go play some golf at Wente Vineyards, but I got up Wednesday, was doing some work, and saw that Stephon Diggs got traded and thought, oh, receiver trade values, very interesting in light of what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. By the way, podcast listeners, go to Apple Podcast. If you're an Apple Podcast user, leave a review. Helps out the pod and gets you in the next mailbag. 5 stars in the review. Just leave a question and that gets you in the mailbag. So here's the trade. The Bills are trading Stephon Diggs to the Texans for a 2025 second round pick. The Texans get Diggs and a 6th this year and a 2025 5th. He's going to cost the Texans like less than $20 million bucks per year, but doesn't have much guaranteed money beyond this year. Yikes. Buffalo wanted to get this guy out of there. And it's another example of why Brandon Ayuk ain't going anywhere. Brandon Ayuk's not getting traded. Now, you might say, hold on a second. Stephon Diggs is older. That's true. He's 30, 31 years old. He'll be 31 years old in November, a 30-year-old player. So 4 years older. He's cheaper than what Ayuk will be on his next contract. We're talking about like under a $20 million a year player for the Texans. He's a bigger diva. Ayuk's not a diva. People hate the diva word, but Diggs is in the category of receivers that throw fits on the sidelines, right? There's a bunch of those. Brandon Ayuk ain't one of those. Deebo Samuel is not one of those. Like, that's one of the big separating factor with the 49ers receivers. They don't make it about them on the sidelines during the game when they're unhappy. A.J. Brown, when the team's running the ball, has to be calmed down. DK Metcalf, like Draymond Green out there. Stephon Diggs, making it about him on the sideline. So, here are the things that are different. Here's something else that's different. For 4 straight years, this guy's a 100-catch player. You go back and look, 107 last year, 108 the year before, 103 the year before that, and 127 the year before that. He's a very, very, very productive player for Buffalo. In his 4 years, we're actually just past the 4-year anniversary of the last time Stephon Diggs was traded. Stephon Diggs was traded March 20th of 2020. He was traded from the Vikings. He was traded from the Vikings March 20th, 2020. He was traded from the Vikings to the Bills. 4 years ago, he was traded for a 1st, a 5th, and a 6th. Now here he is traded with a 5th and a 6th for a 2nd. You're not trading Brandon Ayuk for a 2nd-round pick. Now, some people might argue, well, you'd get a little bit more for Brandon. He's younger. Okay, not as productive. And will be more expensive. So in the end, I think it all kind of balances, even though there are differences between these two guys. And you go, well, in 2 years, you know, Brandon will be the more productive player, maybe, because then he'll be in his prime and Diggs, you know, could be past his. Okay, maybe that may be the way it plays out. But I think this is evidence that that report that I've long shot down many times, that the Niners were asking for 17 and Zay Jones. It makes sense that the Niners would ask for 17, I guess. Doesn't make sense they would ask for Zay Jones. And I said this at the time, if there was even a conversation, which I don't think there was, but if there even was, the Zay Jones piece was the Jags saying, or would be the Jags saying, all right, guys, 17, that is too rich for us. So you got to take a little salary back, you know, or 17, give us your guy and a fourth. And the funny part about Ayuk and the Niners is Ayuk is worth more than a 49, more to the 49ers right now than the 17th pick. And he's not worth the 17th pick to the Jags. So these are all reasons why I don't think Brandon's not going anywhere. And then you look at this, you tell me, how would you feel if the 49ers, if you woke up tomorrow and the Niners had traded Brandon Ayuk for a second round pick and they got, you know, they had to send a fifth with him? You'd think it was insane. Hell, if you woke up tomorrow and the Niners had traded Brandon Ayuk for the 17th pick, you'd go, okay, I'm pretty sure that's value, but how are you going to win a championship this year with like maybe the fourth best receiver in this draft? Maybe. And maybe you nail the pick. Maybe it all works out. But I think this is pretty eye-opening. And it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about for a while. The incentive for the 49ers to trade Brandon Ayuk just isn't there. And for Brandon, the question becomes, how much less than what I want am I willing to take this year in order to not play on the fifth year option? To me, that is where, that is the heart of this thing, right? I think we've been talking about the Ayuk situation as like, is the heart of it is, what is a team willing to offer? What are the Niners willing to take? But I think the real heart of it is, how much is Brandon willing to play for this year versus wait a year and just play this year on the fifth year option, which is not chump change, right? Like, it's a significant increase in salary for him. It's $14 million is what his fifth year option is this year. That's a big raise for Brandon. That might be enough. That might be enough for him to say, you know what? Fine. I'm going to play hardball with you guys on this negotiation. I'm not taking this contract for $23 million a year that you're offering me. And, you know, next year we'll do the deal and I'll sign for whatever, 29, 28, whatever the number is. And I've said this many times, like this idea that him and Debo are going to be a $55 million wide receiver room, I think it's unlikely based on the way the money will work for Brandon. And based on the possibility that 2024 is Debo Samuel's last year on the 49ers, that's just a real possibility when you look at the salaries. Now, maybe he balls out and, you know, they decide to keep him. But if you're thinking about, well, maybe next year they can trade Debo. Okay. Look at what the Bills just got. Debo Samuel. You're not getting a second round pick next year. Just if you're talking about trading him, which is fine. I mean, like, if you are moving off of Debo, it's because you want to save the money and you might even be okay cutting him after June 1st next year when his dead cap number is in the single digits. Debo sneakily, only 28 years old, right? Like Debo, we're coming into his sixth year in the league. It's not like Debo's been around 10 years. But this guy has 100 catches for four straight years and he just went for a second. Debo's, you know, next year will be like 60 catches for three straight years in that range. So just keep that in mind too, as you're thinking about like next year's the year to move off of Debo. It's going to be like for a fourth, maybe, you know, we have to look at Debo's contract, exactly what you'd be taking on, but not going to be for a lot. His cap number next year, traded pre-June 1. Yeah. Well, they wouldn't do it pre-June 1. They'd want to do it post-June 1. We're in his cap number, $6 million. So he'd cost an acquiring team like $16 million on a one-year deal. Eric says, Trey Lance went for a fourth. LOL. You know, I was watching yesterday Grant Cohn and his father, Senior Cohn, Lo Cohn, who I adore. And I enjoyed the video. And I almost commented, and then they ended the video because I disagreed strongly with Grant that it was, and I did all year. I mean, this is not new. Like we had talked about it a lot, like in person at Niners camp. I thought the Niners did the right thing in trading Trey for a fourth. He had an interesting insight. He had an interesting thought. I think it was an interesting like talking point, which was now that Sam Darnold is gone and he didn't play, you didn't use him. Should you have kept Trey? That's even Lowell was like, you know what? This is a very interesting topic. And I agree. I think it's an interesting topic. Where I disagreed was, you know, it's easy to look at it now and say, well, Sam didn't play. But I do think Darnold, what I believe that our difference of opinion was, I believed he was clearly the better player than Trey Lance by the time the season rolled around, by the time camp was ending. So I would have done that deal. We disagree on who was better. And there were several people out there who had the same opinion that Grant had, not the same. There were some people that I think had the same opinion that I did, but it was an interesting way to look at it. But that aside, getting a fourth round pick for him is still wild. I mean, we'll see what happens next year with Debo, whether he's back or not. But fourth round pick for Trey. Every time you think about that, you go, what is Dallas doing? Like, he is not, if they were to trade Dak, he's not the succession plan. If they were to trade Dak, say for a top 10 pick or top 15 pick, the player that they bring in, whether it be Bo Nix, Michael Penix, you probably couldn't get Jaden Daniels, but let's just say the Cowboys traded Dak for the Raiders pick. J.J. McCarthy, I don't love, but let's just say you traded for the Raiders pick and you drafted Michael Penix, which is higher than most people think you would draft him. But the point is, all of these guys in the draft, McCarthy, Daniels, certainly Caleb, even Drake May, and then definitely Penix and Nix, who are older players, they've all played more football than Trey Lance. So like, Trey Lance has played some NFL football. Those guys haven't played NFL football, but they're just more experienced football players. So if the Cowboys were to draft one of those guys and put them in a room with Trey Lance, like those guys have played more football. They're more experienced football players, not more experienced NFL players, but more experienced football players than him. So that whole situation is very interesting too, but. Anyway, Grant or Lowell, if you happen to see this, I wanted to jump in on the video yesterday. I just didn't make a comment fast enough. But plus, it would have been hard to defend myself. That's why I think commenters have a lot of courage, because you like put your take out there and then like I can rip it apart and you can say something back, but I can ignore it. It takes courage to be a commenter, because you don't get to defend your take if it gets misunderstood or, you know, somebody picks it apart the way you don't like it. Stan says Ayuk is worth more because he can block. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't. He is worth more. I agree, .. I don't think it actually means he'd get more on the mark. Like, I don't. It seems like, well, we'll give you a second. And then I was like, yeah, he can block. Like, well, okay, fine. You got me. It's a first. But he is worth, it's part of why he's worth so much to the 49ers. Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about. I actually think it's an interesting, Stan said that he was joking with that comment. I actually think it's an interesting, interesting thought though. Emmy says, quote, some NFL football is being generous. See, we don't need to make it about this. Here's what I've noticed with my voice, by the way. It sounds gravelly today. I think it's significantly better than it was yesterday, but you're the one who has to listen to it. If I go high, I can get rid of the gravel. If I go high and the voice is smooth, if I go high, there is no gravel. If I go high, you think it's healed. This is my new voice. See? Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. ButcherBox.com/ham and another special deal. Free for a year, you get salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for a year, plus an additional $20 off right now at ButcherBox.com/ham. Been telling you about it for years. Been eating it 4 years on a regular basis. Easily find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork raised crate-free and wild-caught seafood. Always be prepared with meat in the freezer when you get ButcherBox.com/ham delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping. ButcherBox is offering you free for a year plus an additional $20 off either salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for free. Sign up today at ButcherBox.com/ham and use the code HAM to choose your free offer for a year plus get $20 off your first order.
What's up, everybody? It's your old friend John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app, your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Yeah. All right, what else we got here? Robert says, I would take Diggs over Ayuk any day of the week. Ayuk could block good coming from the Shanahan tree of receivers. And if Ayuk wants out, get rid of him. There's plenty of receivers that could do it as good. I don't think there is. There are plenty of receivers that can do it just as good. I don't think there are. I mean, this guy was one of the best receivers in the league last year. And it took him a few years to get to that level. And this is the thing. I keep saying this. I'm going to keep saying it. If you pay Brandon Ayuk this year or next year, I think he's going to play. I would play him on the fifth-year option this year because it really pushes back the amount of money. I'm not worried about his money running into Brock's money, but anyway. Either way, you are paying for it based on his age. You are paying for his prime, not for past performance. So I think 2024 is going to be a good year for Ayuk. My prediction is he'll come back on the Niners in 2025. And in 2025, Brandon's going to catch like 90-plus balls. He'll have a career, his best year of his career, I think, is going to be 2025, based on the likelihood that in 2025, you don't have Ayuk, Jennings, Kittle, Debo, McCaffrey all together. It's likely that that group isn't together for two more years. And I think what that means is increase in production for Brandon. Eric said, so you're saying Diggs should have been a first round pick? No, I think it would have been eye opening if he was a first round pick. I'm saying, just let's look at this value here. The receiver market, I think, if you go back and look at what Tyreek got traded for a lot, and it wouldn't have added up to like trading Brandon for the 13th pick. When you factor in, you know, the level of player that Brandon was versus the level, Brandon was not going to get that level of pick, right? Charlie says, Ayuk's values that he's young, will potentially enter his prime in the next 2 years. If you trade for him, you get his absolute prime. I mean, he's entering his prime right now. You could argue, actually, last year was the real beginning of Ayuk's prime. He is in his prime right now. JC says, Diggs has the Moss Teal reputation. Ask your guys, you know. I'm not sure what the second half of that means, but yeah, I mean, he's a pain. Clearly, it's pretty obvious. But a lot of star receivers are difficult. That's what another check in Ayuk's box, right? Ayuk isn't. I mean, I don't know if he's the perfect teammate. I'd leave that up to somebody else to say, but he's in terms of. Receivers, it comes pretty good. Andrew says, you sound like the high talker on Seinfeld. This isn't, what is her name? Elaine calls a friend of hers, Noreen. Elaine calls her friend Noreen because Jerry Seinfeld tells her that Noreen was flirting with him. So Elaine, to be gossipy, calls Noreen. She says, hi, Noreen. She calls and the phone answers. Hello. She says, hi, Noreen. Were you flirting with Jerry? And the voice says, Noreen was flirting with Jerry? And Elaine says something like, Noreen, what are you talking about? And the voice says, this isn't Noreen. This is Dan. I think that's what Andrew's talking about. It was a good episode. I watched the clip of it last week because... Well, I already thought of that one. Here we go. Comment. Niners need to fix the right side of the O-line. Center, safety, corner, not receiver. McCaffrey still in his prime. If the Niners dump Ayuk, I wouldn't care because they have too many holes to fill. I would argue that they would create another hole by dumping Ayuk, by dumping, quote-unquote, dumping Ayuk. You create another hole. You get – look, you got to be all in on winning this year a championship. but also trying to make sure that you are set up for the future in a bad way to hurt your chances of, or I guess a good way to hurt your chance of winning the Super Bowl this year and setting yourself up for the future. A good way to hurt your chances of both of those things is to get rid of Brandon Ayuk, who is your best pure receiver and the most likely player to be a running mate, quote unquote. I don't know if I need a quote unquote with Brock Purdy. He's the guy based on age and production who will probably be Brock's longest tenured teammate. They're going to be together the most. I guess I could talk in this voice, which is kind of like a middle voice. I don't know if that's better, but they're going to be the best. They're going to be together the most. So, you know, if you look at 5 years from now, the most likely combination on this team of all the guys that are still here is that the last two standing will be Ayuk and Purdy. It's most likely that those are the two guys, the last two from the offense that just played in the Super Bowl. So I it doesn't to me make like, oh, you could get rid of Ayuk and get younger. He's young. There's some other guys you would trade for picks and get younger. Now, the problem is none of them are worth, nobody's worth a first round pick. So, you know, it's, you got to nail some, you just got to nail your picks. Like, it's the future of the 49ers, and Brock Purdy's ability to help keep a Super Bowl window open is partly determined in a month when they draft. Do they draft a future offense starting off all pro, a Pro Bowl offensive lineman? Do they draft a Pro Bowl receiver? Do they draft a Pro Bowl corner? Do they nail picks, two or three, in this draft that help them keep their window open? It's a ton of pressure. It's a ton of pressure. Comment. Got to remember, the Niners think much more highly of their offensive line than the internet does. They might add to it, but I don't think it's a guarantee at all. I think you're right. It's not a guarantee. I would do it, but I think you're correct. It's not a guarantee. So, all right, that's that for this. Thank you for jumping in here on this Wednesday morning. If you're watching the video live, great. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you as well. Appreciate that. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button. That helps the video grow, kicks it out to more people. And the likes are particularly important this time of year when there's not as much football news. So the likes help the velocity pick up a little bit on these videos. And yeah, appreciate y'all. Okay. Thanks for bearing with the voice too. Hopefully it's getting better by the day. Thursday morning, 8 a.m. live with David Lombardi, provided that David doesn't hear this and go, I don't want to talk to that guy. And hopefully the voice will be better a little bit, bit by bit tomorrow. Working on some designs as well for the hats. So we'll have some updates on that at some point soon. And I'll talk to you all soon. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.